Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Ram Gold. I am Masechet Menachos, Daf Mem Dal, the fourth parak HaTechilas. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a braisa describes the chila zone. Guf domo leyom, its body is similar to the color of the sea. Briyoso domo ledag, its anatomy is similar to a sea creature. Ola echad l'shivim shana, it goes up onto the land once in 70 years. Ubedamo tzovim techilas, and one dies techilas with its blood. Lafichach dam of yikarin. Therefore, because the chilazon is so difficult to obtain, chilas is expensive. Point number two, Rabbi Nassin said, "Ein chokol mitzvah kol shekzuv b'Torah." There's not even a light mitzvah written in the Torah. Shein matan schar b'olam hazeh, whose reward is not given in this world. Omaba ini yodeh kama. And as for the reward in olam haba, I don't even know how great it'll be. This is demonstrated from an incident about a man who was careful about the mitzvah tzitzis, a mitzvah zaseh. He once sent 400 zuz for a distant zonas fee. And as he prepared to sin with her, his four tzitzis fringes struck him on his face. He moved away and sat on the floor. She followed him and demanded to know what flaw he saw in her. He replied that he saw none. Rather, he was prevented by the mitzvah of tzitzis, about which it's written twice, Ani Hashem Elokechem, I am Hashem, your God, meaning to say, Ani hu she'asili para, I am he who will later punish sinners. Ani hu she'asili shalom sachar, and I am he who will later give reward to the righteous. Now these four fringes appeared to me like four witnesses to the sin I was about to commit. She was inspired to convert and married him. This demonstrates the reward in this world for a light mitzvah, and as for Olam Haba, we don't even know. And point number three, in a braisa, the Tanakhama says the order of Umincha Sam Nisgehem and their Mincha and their Nesachim implies Have Mincha V'Achach Have Nesachim. Bring the Mincha, the flour and the oil, and only afterwards bring the Nesachim, which is the wine libation. Revi says that zevach u'nesachim, a sacrifice, and its nesachim implies, have zevach b'achoch have nesachim, bring a carbon, and immediately afterwards bring its nesachim before its mincha. The Gemara eventually explains that b'voim im hazevach, regarding a mincha's nesachim, brought together with the carbon, all agree the mincha is brought before the nesachim because ola u'mincha implies that the mincha immediately follows the carbon. They argue about b'voim b'fnei atzman, a mincha's nesachim being brought by itself. The Rabban hold that here too the mincha precedes the nesachim, but Rebbe holds that this only applies where it's brought with the carbon, the adi da aschel b'achil, because once he began to sacrifice something eaten, meaning the carbon, he then brings the mincha, which is something eaten. In this case, however, the nesachim takes precedence, since the Levim song is recited over them. So once again, the three points are number one. Bryson describes the chila zone. Guf domo leyom, its body is similar to the color of the sea. Briyoso domo ledag, its anatomy is similar to a sea creature. Ola echad l'shivim shana, it goes up onto the land once in 70 years. Ubedamo tzovim techelos, and one dies techelos with its blood. Lafichach dam of yikarin, therefore, because the chilazon is so difficult to obtain, techelos is expensive. Point number two, Rabbi Nassin said, Ein chokol mitzvah kol shekzuv b'Torah. There's not even a light mitzvah written in the Torah. Shein matan schar b'olam hazeh, whose reward is not given in this world. Omaba ini yodeh kama, and as for the reward in olam haba, I don't even know how great it'll be. This is demonstrated from an incident about a man who was careful about the mitzvah tzitzis, a mitzvah zaseh. He once sent 400 zuz for a distant zonas fee, and as he prepared to sin with her, his four tzitzis fringes struck him on his face. He moved away and sat on the floor. She followed him and demanded to know what flaw he saw in her. He replied that he saw none. Rather, he was prevented by the mitzvah of tzitzis, about which it's written twice, Ani Hashem Elokechem, I am Hashem, your God, meaning to say, Ani hu she'asili para, I am he who will later punish sinners. Ani hu she'asili shalom sachar, and I am he who will later give reward to the righteous. Akshav nidmu lai kadal deidim. Now these four fringes appeared to me like four witnesses to the sin I was about to commit. She was inspired to convert and married him. This demonstrates the reward in this world for a light mitzvah, and as for Olam Haba, we don't even know. And point number three, in a braisa, the Tanakhama says the order of Umincha Sam Nisgehem and their Mincha and their Nesachim implies Have Mincha V'Achach Have Nesachim. Bring the Mincha, the flour and the oil, and only afterwards bring the Nesachim, which is the wine libation. Revi says that zevach u'nesachim, a sacrifice, and its nesachim implies, have zevach b'achoch have nesachim, bring a carbon, and immediately afterwards bring its nesachim before its mincha. The Gemara eventually explains that b'voim im hazevach, regarding a mincha's nesachim, brought together with the carbon, all agree the mincha is brought before the nesachim because ola u'mincha implies that the mincha immediately follows the carbon. They argue about Boing Bifnei Atzman, a Minchas Nesachim being brought by itself. The Rabbanan hold that here too the Mincha precedes the Nesachim, but Rebbe holds that this only applies when it's brought with the carbon, the Adi Da'aska Ba'achil, because once he began to sacrifice something eaten, meaning the carbon, he then brings the Mincha, which is something eaten. In this case, however, the Nesachim takes precedence, since the Levim song is recited over them. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Dalet, and our standard Siman is mud. Mud. So here goes. The man who was very upset that his tzitzis got muddy while searching for Achila Zong, especially since they were precious to him because they had saved him from sin, watched in awe as two groups carrying Menachos and Nesachim waded through the mud, one with the Mincha first and one with the Nesachim first. Once again, slow motion. The man who was very upset that his tzitzis got muddy. That must move on Daf Mem Dalet. Mud. The man who was very upset that his tzitzis got muddy while searching for Achila Zon, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the description of the Achila Zon and teaches that because the Achila Zon is so difficult to obtain, Tchelos is expensive. So the man who was very upset that his tzitzis got muddy while searching for Achila Zon, especially since they were precious to him because they had saved him from sin, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the incident of the man whose tzitzis prevented him from sitting with a woman. So the man who was very upset that his tzitzis got muddy while searching for Achila's zone, especially since they were precious to him because they had saved him from sin, watched in awe as two groups carrying minchas and nesachim waded through the mud, one with the mincha first and one with the nesachim first, which reminds us the Gemara brings Malchok is about the order of the mincha and nesachim of a minchas nesachim. So once again, the man who was very upset that his tzitzis got muddy while searching for Achila's zone, especially since they were precious to him because they had saved him from sin, watched in awe as two groups carrying minchas and nesachim waded through the mud, one with the mincha first and one with the nesachim first. All right, so now it's time for our four blah chazara. Daf Mem. So the siman Daf Mem relates to Mayim, and we use a pool for the siman. So here goes. The boy from Bnei Brak who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area. Pool? That must be Moran Daf Mem, Mayim. The boy from Bnei Brak, who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area wearing a linen garment with tchelos, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about tchelos on linen garments and why the rabbis forbade it. Mo'azer Bar Tzadok said, but anyone who places tchelos on linen garments in Yerushalayim simply astonishes everyone who sees it. So the boy from Bnei Brak, who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area wearing a linen garment with tchelos, heard of the lifeguard who was wearing a wool garment with leather corners and tzitzis, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether the tzitzis obligation is determined by the material of the main garment or the corners. So the boy from Bnei Brak, who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area wearing a linen garment with tchelos, heard the lifeguard who was wearing a wool garment with leather corners and tzitzis call out to a boy to stop trying to add a fourth corner on a three-corner garment with tzitzis because of tasa v'lominasui, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, if one placed tzitzis on a three-cornered garment and then completed it into a four-cornered garment and added tzitzis to the fourth corner, psua, it's invalid, mishum tasa v'lominasui. Because of the principle, you shall make tzitzis and not use that which was already made. The garment was not subject to tzitzis when the first three were placed onto it, since it lied to fourth corner, and didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, after the fourth corner is added, the first three cannot become valid after the fact. Daf Mem Alf. So the simmer Daf Mem Alf is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma. That must be more on Daf Mem Alf. The grandma made sure that all of the begadim in the drawer had tzitzis on them, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether tzitzis is a chovas gavra or a chovas talas. So the grandma made sure that all the begadim in the drawer had tzitzis on them, as she gazed lovingly at the portrait of her poor husband that was punished in a time of anger for always avoiding the mitzvah of tzitzis, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses one who employs tactics to avoid the mitzvah of tzitzis, who gets punished during a time of rischa. So the grandma made sure all the begadim in the drawer had tzitzis on them, as she gazed lovingly at the portrait of her poor husband who was punished in a time of anger for always avoiding the mitzvah of tzitzis, that sat on the dresser next to a tzitzis chart showing four strings within three fingers from the edge of the baggage, which reminds us, Gemara discusses the required number of threads for tzitzis, their placement on the garment, and the minimum length. Daf Mem Beis. So the Siman Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. The Blue Bud Mobster Bosses. Mobster? That must be run Daf Mem Beis. The Blue Bud Mobster Bosses, who yelled at the gang for making a bracha while tying tzitzis onto their suits, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether one makes a bracha upon making tzitzis and tzitzis which are made by an akum. So the blue-blooded mobster bosses who yelled at the gang for making a bracha while tying tzitzis onto their suits and using the leftover fringes for tzitzis, which reminds us, Rav said, be'inun asi lishma, that we require attaching the tzitzis onto the baguette for the sake of the mitzvah. When Rav Yehuda reported Rav's ruling to Shmuel, he said that even tzitzis made from balls with thread are possible, because be'inun tvi lishma, we even require spinning of the threads to be for the sake of the tzitzis. So the blue-blooded mobster bosses who yelled at the gang for making a bracha while tying tzitzis onto their suits and using the leftover fringes for tzitzis warned them to make sure to burn the sample of the techeos, which reminds us wool dyed for testing is unfit to be used for tzitzis. The reason for this is the be'inun tzvi lishma. We require dyeing of techeos for the sake of tzitzis.
Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes.
The ad in the mitzvah magazine. Magazine? That must be more on Daf Mem Gimel. The ad in the mitzvah magazine selling tzitzis free night garments, which reminds us we learned several drushes from the pasuk Re'isimoso, which excludes a night garment, and also that tzitzis are shakul kenega kol mitzvahs. Rashi adds that tzitzis has the gematria of 600 plus 8 threads and 5 knots, totaling 613, paralleling tariq mitzvahs. So the ad in the mitzvah magazine selling tzitzis free night garments was opposite an ad for a concert featuring the new song Sheva B'Yom Hilaticho, with a picture of the singer wearing tzitzis and tefillin standing in a doorway with a mezuzah, which reminds us, a brisa states, Chaviv in Yisrael, beloved of the Jewish people, Shesivavan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded them with mitzvahs, tefillin upon their heads and arms, tzitzis on the four corners of their garments, and mezuzahs on their doorways. About these mitzvahs, David HaMelech said, Sheva b'yom hilaticha o mishpatei tzidkecha. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous laws, because these mitzvahs total 7. So the ad in the mitzvah magazine selling tzitzis free night garments was opposite an ad for a concert featuring a new song, Sheva b'yom hilaticha, with a picture of the singer wearing tzitzis and tefillin, standing in a doorway with a mezuzah and holding a daily chart promoting the importance of reciting 100 brachas daily, which reminds us, Reb Meir used to say, Chayav Adam Levarach Me'a Brachas B'chol Yom. A person is obligated to recite 100 brachas every day, because the pasuk says, V'atah Yisrael Ma'ashem Al-Kecho Shom Mimach. Now Yisrael, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu, your God, ask of you? The word Ma can be read as if it says Me'a, 100.
All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we discuss what the din is if Tchelis threads were reduced to stubs and the white threads remain, or vice versa? That's on Daf. Lamed Ches. Good. Number 2.
Which stuff do we discuss putting tzitzis of tzemer or pishtan for garments of the opposite type or other materials? That's on Daf. Lamed Ches.
Good. Number 3.
Which stuff do we machogs by the order of the mincha and nesachim of a mincha's nesachim? That's on Daf. Mem Dalet.
Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss whether the mitzvah of the leaven to precede the tchelas is ma'akiv? That's on Daf. Lamed Ches.
Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn if one place tzitzis on a three-cornered garment and then complete it into a four-cornered garment and add tzitzis to the fourth corner? It's possible because of Tase Volumina Asui. That's on Daf. Mem.
Good. Number 6.
Which stuff do we discuss whether tzitzis is a Chovas Gavra or a Chovas Talas? That's on Daf. Mem Olive.
Good. Number 7.
Which duff does Gomer bring the incident of the man whose tzitzis prevented him from sitting with a woman? That's on Duff. Mem Dalet.
Good. Number 8.
Which duff does Gomer bring a machokas about tchelas on linen garments, and we learn why the rabbis forbade it? That's on Duff. Mem.
Good. Number 9.
Which duff brings a description of the chilazon and teaches that because it's difficult to obtain, tchelas is expensive? That's on Duff. Mem Dalet.
Great. And number 10.
Which stuff do we discuss whether one makes a bracha upon making tzitzis and tzitzis which are made by an akum? That's on Daf. Mem Beis.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.